I wondered if some were still on holiday this morning. When I looked round at about 5 to 11, mind you, it's about the time that normal retired folk go on holiday because all the school children are going back to school this week, aren't they? That's a blow, isn't it? So when are you back? Tuesday. Yes, I know some are off Monday, some go back Tuesday, and I know there's quite a few going back on Wednesday. Our granddaughter's back on Wednesday. It just seems to drag it out to me. Why can't they just start tomorrow and get it done with, you know? All these politicians we have to thank for these inset days. It all began with Mr. Baker, if I remember rightly. But that's going back 30 years nearly. But never mind. So have you been on holiday? Anybody been on? You've been on holiday? No. Some been on holiday? Holiday at home? We used to call it Stopperton. Yes, that shows my age, doesn't it, really? Anyway, we've been on holiday. We had quite an interesting holiday this year. Went with our young son and daughter-in-law and a one-year-old granddaughter to France. Yes, we never took... Simon was two when we first went to France, so he was dry during the day, but not at night. So we travelled around with a little potty in the back of the car. Much to his embarrassment, we reminded him of that. But our Martha's not quite reached that age yet. But it was quite interesting trying to fit into nap. She has a nap in the morning at around about 9 o'clock for about an hour, and then a nap in the afternoon. So try and organise your day, going out and visiting places or doing things was quite interesting. Anyway, the only reason for telling you that is that over the years when we've gone on holiday, everybody takes a book and I get challenged, oh, what books you were, knowing that I'm not a very good reader. Not reading in that sense. I mean, you know, I have prepared this morning service, by the way. I can read and do that bit, that's fine, if reading for a purpose, but reading for a pleasure's never really been my thing. And I had some book tokens, and just before we went away, I said to Vivian, my wife, we'll pop into town, because we had a few things to get. I said, oh, we'll pop into Waterstones, I'll get some books for holiday, and she nearly fell over. I don't know about you, but my wife has some authors that she particularly likes. Do you have any favourite authors that you particularly like reading? She likes Dan Brown and Patricia Cornwell and those sort of, you know, those murder mystery type books, loads of them. And once she picks a book up on holiday, it's hard to get her to put it down to go out and do something. Because I'd much rather be doing than sitting around, although I'm getting slightly better. Anyway, I did. She went to the crime thriller section, and you guess which section I went to? Cowboy. No. Cowboy. It's a bit like my ministry, that. Well, that was my first book. I quite like Michael Morpurgo. He's a bit of a children's author, isn't he? Really. You'll see there's a theme here in a minute. But this was the sequel to War. Now, I've read War Horse because I wanted to read the book before seeing the film. We didn't actually get to see the stage, though, so I hope it comes back at some point. But I have seen I have now seen the film. And this is after the war. So if you've read War Horse, this is quite an interesting read. A tractor plays a central part in this, and it's quite interesting. So that's good. Another Michael Morpurgo book, because I've read some of his. This is a good one. Another good one. Why the Whales Came, and it's set in the Scilly Isles at the time of the first, just before the first and during the First World war. And that's very interesting. But I have to say, I read both of those, much to the surprise. And I'm actually on my fourth, I'm halfway through the fourth book as well. But this was my best book of all during the holiday. You can see the back of it. It's been on at Chicken Shed. Mr. Stink by David Walliams. I really recommend this book because it's in big writing and when I confessed later on, and I can't find it now because I should have put a marker in it and I'll probably remember it, there's a whole page of burps. So you can read it quite quickly. I'm not going to give it away, but it did make me think a little bit, because it's a story about a tramp. Mr. Stink is the tramp, and a little girl befriends him. He ends up sleeping in their shed, and then he goes on to BBC, and he gets on Question Time. And I won't give all the plot away, but then the little girl finds out a little bit about his background, and it's quite interesting. And of course, Dave, it's another children's book. But I really enjoyed it. And it made me think about two things. So I was listening to something on the radio this week on Thought for the Day, and we're approaching Jewish New Year in 2 weeks' time. And they had a rabbi on there talking, and they, over these period of 10 days, as they lead up to Jewish New Year, they think about various things. And he mentioned something about books, and it's a well-known saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. So immediately I turned to Mr. Google. Because there's an origin to all these sort of sayings, isn't there? Some of them that we use quite well, some come from Shakespeare. So if you look some of them up, it's quite interesting. Some come from old traditions. I found a whole group of them that actually come from Parliament, because Parliament and the politics is always in the news at the moment, isn't it? And what our politicians are doing and saying or not doing or not saying, or all the rest of it, not only over here, but across the pond as well, where it all seems to be kicking off in America again. And, you know, I couldn't find it. There were several possibilities of where it might have originated from, but nothing definite. And I always take Wikipedia with a pinch of salt these days, because it's not always quite right. And because having said that, you know, what makes you choose a book? Is it the author? Do you look at the back and sort of have a quick look? Do you open up inside and just see what the introduction's like? See, this one got me going straight away because it's got pictures inside. So that's fine as far as I'm concerned. And the fact that I know David Walliams and he's a good writer and a reasonably decent comedian, and he's done a lot of good things, and I thought, well, that'd be a good read. And then, because thinking about this book in particular and how you can't judge a book by its cover, about this tramp, Mr. Stink, and the really interesting background that he had. I'll give you a clue. It's a bit of a Mary Poppins type Nanny McPhee story. So there you see. You can see I'm well read, can't you? Nanny McPhee, Mary Poppins. More for us to think about later on.